You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday a newly formed Israeli coalition that is poised to unseat him was the result of the greatest election fraud in the history of democracy. Mr. Netanyahu made his sweeping accusation at a time when Israel's domestic security chief has warned publicly about the prospect of political violence.
We are witnessing the greatest election fraud in the history of the country, in my opinion, in the history of any democracy. I'm searching for a parallel case. I have some researchers who didn't find such a fraud. There is no such thing. That's why people justifiably feel deceived, and they are responding. They must not be shut up. And Facebook and Twitter accounts must not be blocked just to silence the criticism against this government of fraud.
Mr. Netanyahu had alleged that Facebook and Twitter had been blocking legitimate right-wing criticism of the new government. He added that Facebook had removed a right-wing post that included the address of a Knesset member where a protest was set to take place, while a left-wing post with the same address calling on people to support the lawmaker was not taken down. A spokesperson for Facebook said that privacy and the protection of personal information are important to helping people feel safe on Facebook. The Facebook spokesperson went on to say that under Facebook's global community standards, people are not allowed to post personal or confidential information about others, including people's addresses and phone numbers, and therefore Facebook removes such content once it becomes aware of it. Hours after Mr. Netanyahu's comments, Naftali Bennett, a nationalist set to replace him as prime minister, called on Israel's longest-serving leader not to leave a scorched earth behind.
Mr. Netanyahu, don't leave scorched earth behind you. All of us, the entire nation, wants to remember the good, lots of good, you did during your service, and not a bad atmosphere you will leave upon your departure. As far as I'm concerned, I will continue to treat you with respect. I call on the Knesset chairman, Yariv Levin, set the vote for the establishment of a government to this Wednesday.
Mr. Bennett went on to say that Israelis are allowed to vote for a government that Mr. Netanyahu is not the leader of.
I call from here on Mr. Netanyahu to let go. Release the country to move on. People are allowed to vote for the establishment of a government, even if it is not you who is heading it. A government that is 10 degrees to the right than the current one, by the way.
On Wednesday, Mr. Bennett announced with opposition leader Yair Lapid that they had formed a governing coalition with factions from across the political spectrum following an inconclusive 23rd of March election, Israel's fourth in 2 years. Under a rotation deal, Mr. Bennett will serve first as prime minister, followed by Mr. Lapid. No date has been set for a vote in parliament to approve the new government. In a televised speech, Mr. Bennett called on Yariv Levin, parliament speaker and a Netanyahu loyalist, not to try to buy time to encourage members of the new coalition to defect, and said he should hold the vote on Wednesday. Mr. Levin did not respond. The coalition consists of 8 parties from across the political spectrum, with little in common except the shared goal of toppling Mr. Netanyahu after his record-setting 12 years in power. The alliance includes hardliners previously allied with Mr. Netanyahu, as well as center-left parties and even an Arab faction, a first in Israeli politics. Mr. Netanyahu's tenure has been clouded by a corruption trial in which he has denied any wrongdoing, but he has won praise at home and abroad for Israel's quick rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations. He said he and Likud would work to bring down the coalition government and repeated his designation of the Lapid-Bennett coalition as a leftist alliance that would put Israel at risk.
I call on them at this moment, when it is late but not too late, to stand up and vote according to their conscience against this government that is a danger to the state of Israel, a danger we have not seen for many years. I tell them again, the time is late but not too late. I call you to do the right thing, to do the right thing and vote against the left-wing government. And in any case, I would like to promise that we, my friends and I in Likud, will vehemently oppose the establishment of this dangerous government of fraud and surrender. And if, God forbid, it is established, we will bring it down very quickly. Thank you.
In a rare public warning, the head of the Shin Bet Internal Security Agency said on Saturday that increasingly extreme online discourse could lead to violence. He said the diverse partnership would be unable to stand up to Washington over Iran's nuclear program or confront Gaza's Hamas militant group that fought with Israel for 11 days last month before a fragile ceasefire went into effect. Mr. Bennett, who heads the far-right Yamina party and advocates annexation of parts of the West Bank, said Mr. Netanyahu's description of the coalition as being extreme leftist was another lie. Meanwhile, Walid Assef, the chairman of the Colonization and Wall Resistance Commission in the Palestinian Authority, said on Friday that the new Israeli government will not change the situation of the Palestinians, but will instead make their conditions worse.
What Netanyahu did not do in terms of demolishing, destroying, evacuating the Palestinians, ethnic cleansing and annexing the Jordan Valley and Area C, this new government will do more. I think the participation in this government is a miserable and bad participation that will affect our national rights and our existence, and it will affect the existence of the Palestinians inside Israel.
The prospective new government caps political jockeying since the election, Israel's fourth in 2 years. People angry at the alliance have held protests outside the homes of opposition politicians whose security has been beefed up after threats on social media. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.